Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After several delays brought on by hardware and hurricanes, the massive Artemis 1 rocket launched from Florida very early Wednesday morning. The goal of the Artemis missions is to build a working base on the south pole of the moon.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5, 4-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
President Trump Tuesday announced his 2024 candidacy for president in a speech that punched hard at Democrats' new voting laws in some states that continue to delay our election results unnecessarily.
They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process.
Retail giant Walmart proposed a $3.1 billion legal settlement on Tuesday over the toll of powerful prescription opioids sold at its pharmacies, becoming the latest major drug industry player to promise major support to state, local, and tribal governments still grappling with the crisis in overdose deaths. In the deal, Walmart would not admit liability with the settlement, which would represent about 2% of its quarterly revenue. Two Los Angeles County deputies acted in self-defense and won't face criminal charges for fatally shooting a man they tried to stop for riding a bicycle in the wrong direction in late August 2020. 29-year-old Dejon Kizzy dropped and then picked up a gun during a fight with officers. We are USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gave its support Tuesday to a proposed federal law that would codify marriages between same-sex couples. The Utah-based group said, "Related to marriage between a man and a woman is well known and will remain unchanged. We are grateful for the continuing efforts of those who work to ensure the Respect for Marriage Act includes appropriate religious freedom protections while respecting the law and preserving the rights of our LGBTQ brothers and sisters." Two Russian-made missiles landed over a dozen miles into Poland and killed two Polish citizens on Tuesday. This action could invoke the full force of NATO against Russia. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
President Biden spoke late Tuesday on Poland's accusations that a Russian-made missile killed two of its citizens when it fell into a village near Poland's border with Ukraine. Our president reportedly said preliminary information contests it was fired from Russia.
And the moment when the world had come together at the G20 to urge de-escalation, Russia continues to has chosen to escalate in Ukraine.
Biden spoke with Poland's president by phone, offering full U.S. support and help in Poland's investigation. He also held an emergency meeting of the group of seven and NATO leaders who were attending the G20 summit to discuss the matter and ongoing attacks in Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And as promised, we've got Jonathan Kahn back with us. His new book, The Return of the Gods. I'll tell you, get ready, because your socks are about to be blown off, just like every other conversation we have with Jonathan Kahn. You're used to this, and I think our audience is getting used to it, and also an expectation of what you are bringing to us, Jonathan, that I've always said that God has used you as a watchman, but also what he's revealed to you, it comes direct from the throne room of God, and it's very powerful and true. And I'm so grateful for our friendship and grateful that you could come on the show to warn our audience as to what's coming about.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bill. And I'm always honored. You are certainly a watchman, you know, for this hour. And God has given you this platform, and I'm always a blessing to be with you.
Well, Return of the Gods. It was interesting because I called you. I said, look, we need to get an update on Harbinger. And, because a lot has been happening with our country. We had shakings that have taken place. And you said, Bill, I got a new book coming. It's called The Return of the Gods. And you sent me the manuscript. I've not been able to put it down. It has so captured me because it is where we are right now. What is happening to our country, and dare I say the entire world, so this isn't America-centric, because I see this happening around the world, is that the portal has been reopened, and the gods that were once enchained and restricted are now coming back, which is relevant to the parable that Jesus talked about when he removes a satanic force or a spirit out of somebody. That spirit goes out into the desert and roams and then decides, well, heck, I'm going to go back home. I'll check and see what it's like. Meanwhile, that place has been cleaned up. It's all in order. And he comes back and he brings back with him seven other demons that are worse than what you started out with, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Return of the Gods is, I would say, and we've talked about this off the air, it's the most explosive book I've ever written. And it's a mystery that is good behind all these things that we're seeing right now, are what's changing our culture, what's transforming the media, our children, the school system, everything, our lives. Could there be a mystery that goes back to ancient times, even to the tablets of Mesopotamia? When we hear about these things called the gods, we think of them as, it's fiction, and there's certainly truth to it, but what if there was something real about them? What if there was something real behind them? And what if they have returned, these entities? And if so, what would happen to America? What would happen to the world? And if we could identify these gods or these entities, then what would it reveal to us? And could they actually be behind things like even Supreme Court decisions? Even could they be determining the exact dates when these things happen? Could they have been manifesting in America? I mean, as you said rightly, in the world in the West, but also particularly in America, what would we see and where is it heading? What do we need to do to stand? That is what the Return of the Gods is going to just to set the stage, because you that was a great kind of intro to that. Here's the thing to understand the mystery, and that is that in the Bible, you know, it says in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament, it says that behind the gods that are being worshipped by the pagans were spirits. In Hebrew, the word is shadim, which speaks of entities. And in the Greek, the word is daimonia. We get the word demonic from it. And it's saying these are not just mythologies. These are real entities. I mean, the mythology is just kind of like a mask. The god, the mask, you know, with this, but there are real things. So here's the thing. 2,000 years ago, this all changed. 2,000 years ago, the only place that really had the answer, Israel, and the only one, Messiah, he comes into the world, he sends his gospel into the pagan world, which was, you know, filled with gods, and what happens? The gods are driven out. The temples are empty. But it's not just gods. These are spirits. So the spirits don't end, even though, you know, we it's the greatest mass exorcism in history, what happened in Rome, and then what's happened every time the gospel goes. And so, because it's not just people who can be possessed, Bill, it's civilizations. And so, we've lived in this civilization, Western civilization. This is a unique civilization because it was exorcised. But here, the warning, as you rightly alluded to, the warning is given in that parable when the Lord spoke about the spirit that leaves the man, then comes back, finds it all clean and empty, brings back more spirits, and then it's worse than before. Now, people think it's talking about a man. He uses a man, but he says, so it is with this generation. He's talking about a whole civilization. So the greatest application is, if 2,000 years ago, this civilization was exorcised, the warning is, if we ever turn away from God, if we ever turn away from Jesus, ever turn away from the gospel, then those spirits that were cast out are going to come back to our civilization, come back to America, and to repossess it. And the gods will return, and that the thing is, we have turned, and the gods, the spirits, have returned.
Exactly. Well, just as we saw with Israel, I mean, here it is, they experience coming out of Egypt, Almighty God, all the miracles, and in short order, they're drawn to, to a golden calf. There's just something about our humanity, and God understands. I mean, He designed us. He knows what is how we've been designed. We're made in His image, and we're made to worship. We either are going to worship the real God, capital G, or we're going to worship the Baal God, the false God.
Yeah, well, that goes with the next piece of the mystery is, like, if the gods are returning, which gods are they? And the thing is, exactly as you're speaking about Israel, you know, America was patterned after Israel. America was created, founded after the pattern of Israel. And so we're following that. So if we turn, and even Western civilization is spiritually, that's the basis. So if we turn away from God, then the same gods or spirits or principalities that came into Israel, that Israel turned to when it turned away from God, are going to come back to America. And in the book, in The Return of the Gods, I speak of something called the Dark Trinity. And there's three particular gods or three particular entities that are really where the key of Israel's fall. And each one of them have returned to the West, to the world, and to America.
It's amazing that the dark side would have its trinity. Again, you get the illegitimate before the legitimate. And Satan only knows to copy or to steal that which is legit. And that's what they're doing with their trinity, right?
Yes, exactly. There's always a substitute, always, in every case. And the first of the gods, and we know this one very well, he's called the possessor, and his name, Baal, means the possessor or the master or the owner, the possessor. And so that was Baal. And what happened with Israel is that when they turned away from God, well, here was Baal. Baal was the anti-god. Baal was the alternate god. Baal was the god of their falling away from God. Baal Baal was the one, if you remember, who would be driving God out in the days of Elijah, driving God out of the culture. Well, this is the same exact principality has returned to America. And when you look,
Jonathan, we got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand. When so many people need to hear the gospel, it's vital that diverse avenues and outlets are utilized to spread the word. In Thailand, we're blessed to hear the many stories of new believers on fire for the gospel and spreading the word through unconventional methods, like a recent televised funeral for a famous Thai actress who was a believer. Whether through radio broadcasts, house visits, social media, or even through national live stream events, we are grateful that thousands and thousands are hearing the good news and many are making decisions to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's often these unconventional avenues that reap the biggest reward. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Buddy America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, we were talking about Baal, the possessor. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, so this is the key. I mean, you always see Baal mentioned first. And it's kind of like the spirit in that parable, like one spirit goes and says, I'm going to bring the rest. Well, the first is going to be Baal. And so exactly what happens when you look at America and the West. Early 1960s is a noticeable turning away from God. That's when we start falling away from prayer. Putting prayer out of the school, putting the word out of the school, removing the word from our culture. Now, remember, these were the very things that drove out the spirits and drove out the God, the word of God, the prayer, the presence of God, the gospel. So if we start removing this, which is what we did, the warning is the house is not going to remain empty. And so the spirits are going to return. The first one, Baal. Baal is, so he does the same thing. His mission is the same mission he had in the days of ancient Israel. It's to turn a nation that has known God away from God, to make that nation forget God, forget that it ever knew God. And so what he does, exactly what he did in the ancient case, he starts driving God, the spirit of Baal starts possessing America and driving God out of everything, driving God, again, out of the schools, out of the public square. Literally in the Bible it says he caused Israel to turn away from the commandments of God. Literally in America, we actually struck down the Ten Commandments. We actually struck it down from, this is the spirit of Baal. And so the mission is to, now this is very important to get for those listening, is to take a quote Christian nation and turn it into a pagan nation. It's the process of paganization. And so that's exactly what has been happening with the spirit of Baal. We've been watching America, and you wonder what's going on. Watching America becoming paganized, and in everything, exactly. in everything. And this thing, there's so much, and of course we can't get into it, but there's so much where this spirit has affected everything. I mean, everything from our addictions, the computer, I mean, everything with that, everything to the wokeism, where we create our own reality. That's all linked to Baal, and it's all linked to paganization.
And God has, in a sense, ordained this time. This is an appointed time for all this to come into occurrence. You write in the book specifically, which blew me away here, in thinking about the decision by the Supreme Court to take the Ten Commandments out of public schools. And here the court is announcing this decision, and behind it are the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Yeah. Bill, that's exactly what happened in ancient Israel. What he did is the spirit causes the nation, the civilization, to turn in on itself. I mean, to become like schizophrenic, where it's warring against its own foundation. So yeah, they're banning the Ten Commandments, and yet they have the Ten Commandments right on there. The president of the United States, swears his office on the Bible, and then we watch the president who did that then war against the Bible. The American school system was founded originally for the glory of God, to disseminate the gospel. Now it is working at warring against the very gospel, the very God that it was founded on. But these are the fingerprints of Baal. He turns a nation inside out, turns it against itself, and it's exactly what he did to Israel. It's exactly what he's doing to America, and it has affected us in every single way.
In the fifth chapter of Isaiah, we're told, woe. And I always, how that must translate in Hebrew. It screams off the pages, woe, at that time that evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are, all pretzel logic tied up in knots with an upside down world experience. And woe is screaming at us from the pages of Scripture, Jonathan.
Yeah, and if you notice, I mean, it's getting more and more irrational. Like, there are people, even people who are not believers, even people who are liberal, are saying, what is going on? This is craziness. How could they say this? It's continuously, and it is a sign of the gods. And there is so much to this, Bill, and the Scripture you alluded, woe to the good, evil, evil, good. Absolutely. And actually, another thing about the gods when they return, or when they come into a culture, is at the beginning, the focus is, the first part is, what do those who call evil good? Okay. Well, now sin is okay. Tolerance. Hey, it's okay. Do your own thing. It's okay. Accept this. Be open. It's calling evil. couple things good, but then the second phase is that those who call good evil. And that's once the principalities or the gods start taking possession, then it changes. It's not about tolerance anymore. Now we're calling what is good, we're calling God evil. We're calling believers evil. We're going to cancel them out. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what the gods do. And Baal is only, and again, we can only touch on these things while they're in the book, but Baal is only the beginning. He's the first. And again, he's like the one who says, now come to the other spirits, come back. Well, the second part of the unholy or the dark trinity is a she. It actually was the wife of Baal in the Canaanite mythology, and it is a goddess, and she is known in the Bible as Ashtoreth or Ashtoreth, and in Mesopotamia she was known as Ishtar or Inanna. When she went into the Greek world, she was called Aphrodite, and then in the Roman world, she was called Venus. Well, the thing is that I'm going to refer to her as the goddess or as Ishtar. Now listen to what she was. She's the goddess or the principality of sexuality, of basically sexual immorality. We're taking sex out of marriage. Well, and the thing is that she's also called a prostitute. And the thing is, what happened, Bill, right after America started turning away from God, started taking prayer out, what happened? What would we expect to happen if she returns? We would expect a sexual revolution, the overturning of biblical morality concerning sexuality, concerning marriage, and the replacing it with pagan sexuality, pagan morality concerning sexuality. That's exactly what happens right after America starts. The spirit of Baal comes in, the spirit of Ishtar comes in, and it starts affecting everything. Started sexualizing our culture. That's why that all happened. To this day, it hasn't stopped. And what she does, Bill, is that because she's the prostitute goddess, what does a prostitute do? A prostitute takes sex out of marriage and puts it into the marketplace, puts it into the culture. Well, what's happening to America is sexuality started coming out of the sacred realm of marriage and started going in every place of the culture. One of the things that Ishtar did is she reproduced spirits of, or actually images of naked women throughout the culture. Well, that's exactly what's happened in America. The word for, exactly. you know, the word erotic comes from the Greek word eros. Eros was the child, the son of Aphrodite, who is Ishtar. So this goddess produces eros. And the other thing is the word for prostitute, and this is what she's called, in the ancient Greek is porne. We get the word porn from it. So we have a porn explosion. It's part of her casting her spell, and this is affecting everything that we have seen ever since the 1960s.
Jonathan, and I was thinking about this as I was reading this in your book. In the 60s and 70s, also we had kind of a little bit of a revival that took place. The Jesus movement, if you recall, in the 70s, coincided with this outbreak of porn and loving the one you're with, all the music and everything, the culture, how it took over it, the hippie movement and everything. Woodstock, I mean, it was all, very liberalized, celebratory type sex outside of marriage.
Yeah. Well, interesting point, and Bill, I'm always blessed when we come together because you bring up these things that are not regularly brought up. Yeah, one of the things is that as the darkness increases, God, as the spirits come, so too the spirit counters it. And so in the same way, and it's kind of like one of the things I mentioned, actually the book we talked about once called The Oracle that I wrote, is that things return to their original form. When you go back to the beginning of the age, you have these gods.
Jonathan, let me pause you again. I'm sorry. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
No
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Tuesday evening announced his 2024 candidacy for president in a speech that punched at the heart of Democrats' new voting laws in some states that continue to delay our election results unnecessarily.
They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process.
Walmart proposed a $3.1 billion legal settlement on Tuesday over a toll of powerful prescription opioids sold at its pharmacies. Walmart would not admit liability with the settlement, which would represent about 2% of its quarterly revenue. The massive Artemis 1 rocket launched from Florida very early Wednesday morning successfully. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We got Bill Pasco jumping in on all the fun, too. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP man in Washington. Bill Pasco, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I am well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, we thought 2020 was crazy. I mean, 2022 just, you know... I don't know what they're trying to do to us, Bill.
Well, we're sitting here a week after the election. We still don't know who's won the House. We found out a couple mm-hmm. days ago who's going to win the Senate.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out what takes people so long to count the damn ballots.
Exactly.
We didn't have this problem when you and I were younger.
No,
this is a
no.
recent phenomenon, I can't explain it to people. I have people who call me and they say, come on, you're the professional. You track this stuff. You follow this stuff. You're talking mm-hmm. to people. What the heck is going on? And I have to say, I don't know.
It's the new math.
I don't know why.
The new math.
It's long to count.
Yeah, the new
That's
math,
That's what
Bill.
It is, common core.
That's what it is. Totally. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, because you and I didn't grow up under this insidious insanity. And it's, you know, they don't really want to. I mean, could you imagine? It's like, let's have a Super Bowl game. And you normally have the clock that runs in certain specific segments. And it comes down to the fourth quarter. And they decide at will just to expand the time. You know, it's like our team is down by, you know, 3 touchdowns. We need a little bit more time here, you know, in order to, you know, plausibly win this game, so to speak. You know, this is kind of like this what seems to be what's happening to us. And most people on the face of it all would just say that's not fair.
Well, you would think that fairness implies using the same rules for mm-hmm. both sides in both places. And let me give an example of something that I think is unfair. And as I just pointed out, I've been doing this a long time. This is 42 years that I've been doing this professionally now. I go all the way back to 1980. Mm-hmm. I see other political professionals from the other side, and we all have our jobs to do. And, you know, one of the jobs of a lawyer in an election context, sometimes there's a problem at a polling place, and the lawyers file suit. They go in front of the judge, and they say, hey, the lines were ridiculously long because they had a screw-up inside. It was no fault of the voters, but we're going to end up disenfranchising voters if we actually close at 7 p.m. There's 300 people still waiting in line to vote. You can't tell them that they can't vote because they've been waiting in line 2 years or 2 hours. And the judge typically will say, yes, okay. So we had this fascinating situation last week in Arizona and Nevada, right next door to one another. In Arizona, of course, we had the problem in Maricopa County where somewhere between 20 and 25% of the counting machines, the tabulators, weren't working properly. And so the Republicans...
Well, you got to, Bill, you got to imagine, they were surprised. They didn't realize the election was taking place, and they should make sure the machines were working in advance. Come on, give them a break.
You would think that. You would think that. But pay attention here. So in Arizona, Republican lawyers went to court to say, let's extend the balloting. Democrat lawyers went to court saying, oh, no. No, the law is very clear. The polls are supposed to close at this time, and they need to close at that time, regardless of whether or not there are problems. And the judge sided with the Democrats and said, nope, we're going to close the polls at the legal time. In the very next over state, Nevada, the situation was reversed, and the same group of Democratic lawyers filed suit in Nevada to keep the polls open because that's what would have benefited the Democratic candidates. In those areas, they said, no, we need to keep the polls open longer. And it was the Republicans who were turned around saying, why? No, the law says we got to close at this time. So it's just, it's craziness. You know how to solve the craziness? Mm-hmm. Learn to count ballots.
Right. Well, and the deal is again, let's have the rules be the same for everybody. I mean, why are they so flexible that they can be moved at will and really affect the results? You talk about disenfranchising voters. I mean, one way or another, you do this sort of thing when you play outside of the rules of the game here. And in this case, an election. And then what it leaves us, I say us, those of us who, seemingly before all this was going on, it looked like we were winning. And then, it's extended in one case. And now all of a sudden numbers are turning over and we're going, oh, my gosh, deja vu one more time. This is 2020. The nightmare of 2020 has come back. And then, we have to just take it. Not say anything, or we're election deniers, we're, domestic terrorists and anything else that the Biden, Justice Department wants to tag us with.
Well, this is the most dangerous part of the delay, as I see it. When you can't count your ballots and get your votes in and announce election results in a timely fashion, it raises questions. Obviously, it raises questions. If you don't want people to be wondering, if you don't want people to be going into internet chat rooms and sending around mass emails saying, hey, what's going on there? That, we should have gotten the results 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 6 days ago. Obviously, they're not giving us the results for a reason. And it allows the possibility of people to say, well, they haven't given us the results because they haven't got the right number of votes yet for the favored candidate.
Exactly.
They've got to manufacture those votes somewhere. Yeah. That's why they're delaying the announcement of the vote total. Well, what?
Exactly. Well, we had to wait for, the votes from Jupiter to come in. That's the problem.
you can defeat the conspiracy theories if you do your job and you get the votes tabulated and announced. Why is it that Florida was able to announce its results within a couple hours? Florida is three times the size of Arizona.
Exactly.
It's got three times as many voters as Arizona, and yet we knew within a couple hours of the polls closing in Florida who was the winner, and we knew exactly how many votes they had. It wasn't just because it was a 20-point win by Governor DeSantis. It was because they know what they're doing. And you know why they know what they're doing in Florida? Because in 2000, they had a very embarrassing moment where they were on the national stage, and for weeks, for 37 days, and I was there for part of that. I was at the Republican National Committee in that cycle. And I can tell you, for 37 days, Florida officials were embarrassed. And when they were done, Governor Jeb Bush called everybody together, the Democrats and the Republicans in the legislature, and said, never again. We're going to fix this. And they did. And now Florida counts its votes very, very quickly.
Exactly.
Very, very efficiently. Nobody has any question about it. Everybody trusts the election results. You haven't heard Charlie Crist denying the results of the election. He got creamed, and he knows it.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is they became intentional to make sure that they improved on the process. It took them a bit because they had a terrible election official, and she kept messing up. And it took Ron DeSantis to finally just say enough. You know, this seems to be the consistent and common denominator here. We're going to get rid of, we're going to fire her. And then ever since then, you know, the election process in Florida has moved quite smoothly. You see, and you bring up, you know, Florida, for example. Why is Florida, you know, to me, the vote reflected what was going on in the country. You had 80% of the people disenchanted with the current regime for all the obvious things, whether it's the open border, energy, you know, dependence versus energy independence, scarcity at the grocery store, price of gasoline. It was nightmares at every turn. And you look at what happened in Florida and you go, what happened to the rest of the country? What is it? You know, and even in New York, you had unique situations where seats were, you know, went from blue to red, even in New York, of all places. But in a general sense, though, you go, well, what happened? What got lost in translation? What didn't the voters in all these other states? I mean, California, we know California's, you know, my kids are still there. And, you know, with all due respect, I mean, the state is almost a lost cause. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for them to come back to reality. They're just, it's just a total delusion. But still, you know, some of these states and some of the voting, it just did not, I don't know, just didn't follow logic, you know, in terms of what was going on with the country, and that they would tell, you know, Joe Biden, hey, we're for you. And to such a degree that Joe Biden, his response after the elections, they said, well, what are you going to do? He says nothing. That kind of sums it up right there. Got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Bill Pasco on the other side. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, back with you. Bill Pasco is with us, TPP's man in Washington and the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. Yeah, I got to admit, when Joe Biden comes out, I mean, for those people that may have been waiting for a Bill Clinton moment of announcing that the era of big government was over, I thought that Joe Biden was going to come up with something, you know, a little bit more substantial. But I guess nothing is about as substantial as you can get from Joe Biden these days.
Well, let's just say the guy's very busy these days. He's just come back from overseas trip. He has first meeting with Xi Jinping. Apparently they did not throw the cutlery at each other over lunch. So we're all happy there. Look, Joe Biden is facing a vastly restricted legislative agenda for the next 2 years, because even though we're all disappointed, we're sitting talking about what the heck happened. How is it that only voters in Florida and maybe a few in New York got the memo and the rest of the country didn't get the memo? Right. The fact remains that Republicans took control of the House, and that changes things. That changes the dynamics. And actually, I'm going to make an argument that the Republicans' failure to recapture the Senate may end up being a blessing in disguise. I want you to cast your mind back to 1948, when we all remember that picture from when we were growing up. We saw that picture of Harry Truman holding the newspaper with the banner headline that said, "Dewey defeats Truman." Well, we all know, in fact, Truman defeated Dewey. And how did he do it? He did it by running against the do-nothing Congress. The Republicans had taken control of both houses of the Congress in 1946. For the first time since the birth of the New Deal, way back in 1932, Democrats had controlled everything for four straight presidential elections of FDR. And then finally, after the war, the country came back to its senses and said, we need to put Republicans in charge. The Republicans did a terrible job in those 2 years that they controlled the House and the Senate. And Truman was able to position himself against them. He didn't run against Dewey. He ran against the Congress that he had been fighting for 2 years. And he ended up victorious. Well, Biden can't do that because Biden's still in charge of the Senate. The Democrats will still control the Senate. So he can't just blame the Congress. The Senate will continue doing things. And this is the bad news, is that means we get two more years of Biden judicial nominees. There's still a ton of open seats in the federal judiciary that will now be filled. They'll do everything they can to spend the next 2 years filling up the federal judiciary. He's on track He didn't get quite as many. If I remember correctly, at this point in his presidency, Donald Trump had nominated and confirmed 83 judges to the federal bench. Biden is very close behind at 80 right now. So, and they've still got a couple dozen openings. So that's going to continue. Here's what's not going to continue in the next 2 years. We're not going to see another multi-trillion-dollar COVID relief bill that shovels money to Democrat constituencies. We're not going to see that. We're not going to see unaccountable money going abroad. We're going to see the Republicans in the House are going to clamp down on aid to Ukraine. And I don't mean that they're going to block aid to Ukraine. I think it's very important that we understand this, because Ukraine needs help. And I think it is a responsibility of the United States as a world leader to help Ukraine. And I would say, for a very, if you don't want the noble reason, here's the very self-interested reason. If we don't help Ukraine, then we send a signal to China that they can, they can move into Taiwan
without a doubt
and take whatever they want in Taiwan. And that's very different, because Taiwan has more than 90% of the semiconductor chips that we need to power our economy. We can't we simply cannot afford to let Taiwan go to China. So, but what is going to happen over Ukraine aid is the Republicans are going to insist on more audits. They're going to want to know exactly where this money is going, exactly where these weapons are going. They're going to want more oversight. They're going to want more information from the Biden administration, which so far has not been very forthcoming. So those are some of the changes we're going to see. The biggest change is, I think we've seen an end to the reckless spending. The government is still spending way too much.
I would hope. But Bill, but look at what happened with Ukraine here. I mean, we just found out that Ukraine, you know, knowing everybody knows that they're in the laundry business, they get money from our country and then they send it back to the Democratic Party. Billions, I think over $1 billion. If I remember the headline exactly,
I remember the headline. Wait a second, Bill. We got to talk about this. I remember the headline. We're talking about Sam Bankman-Fried, who's the head of FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange that just crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Money is fungible. Yes, Ukraine was investing in crypto, like a lot of people are investing in crypto. And we could have a whole conversation about that. I still don't get it. I don't understand what is the attraction of investing in something that has no solid foundation behind it. But anyway, they decided to do that. They weren't doing it with U.S. taxpayer dollars. Is it a fact that U.S. taxpayer dollars went to Ukraine? Yes. Is it a fact that Ukraine chose to invest some of its resources into crypto? Yes. Is that therefore a fact that it was U.S. taxpayer dollars that that were invested in crypto? I don't know that you can make that argument, but I'd like to see some evidence. Just asserting it doesn't make it true.
Right.
But then we've got Sam Bankman-Fried, he's an American citizen who runs a crypto exchange. He was worth tens of billions of dollars a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now he's apparently got enough money to scrape together a couple of nickels for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And he gave a lot of money to Democrats, no doubt about it. But I don't, I saw that story, and I was fascinated because it was a number of factual statements, but there was no evidence linking one to the next to the next. That's what I found troubling.
That's fair.
So we just, everything it said was factual except for it asserted links that I didn't see any evidence that there was a link. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but here's what we know is true. With Republicans in control of the House, that's not going to happen. They're going to demand oversight. They're going to demand audits. They're going to send people. They're going to send staff over to Europe that's going to find out and double check and make sure. Yeah, guess what? You know, the defense contractor sent over 50,000 artillery shells, and 50,000 artillery shells arrived in Poland, and 50,000 artillery shells were driven from Poland into Ukraine, and 50,000 artillery shells were then distributed to Ukrainian armed forces to be fired at Russian forces that have invaded Ukraine. Okay, that's what we wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we hope to know, and
that's what we hope to know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's terrible that we have that
you know, that sense of suspicion, you know, that everything's political. I mean, especially with Ukraine. And, you know, I still keep seeing that video of Joe Biden gleefully bragging about how he got the prosecutor fired and withheld $1 billion of the people's money in order to support Ukraine. And unless they got rid of that prosecutor that was, you know, checking out Hunter Biden. But that comes and goes, and it leaves a bad taste in most people's mouths, and most people, and then you got the other most people who don't really care or know anything about it.
Yeah. Here's what I can tell you. We know who Putin is. Putin is not somebody that we want to be friendly with. He's got no interest in anything the United States cares about. He sees the United States as his principal adversary. He has seen the United States as his principal adversary since he was running the KGB shop in East Berlin. He assumed the presidency 22 years ago, and life in Russia has gone downhill ever since Putin took charge. It is not better. It is worse. The economy is smaller. The average take-home pay is smaller. The average yearly earnings in Russia are less than they used to be. He's now conscripting people with forced conscription. They're going through Russian towns, literally, with the stuff of nightmares. They're going through with trucks and literally rounding up young men and throwing them into the back of the truck and then giving them a uniform a couple days later and sending them into the front lines in Ukraine. Yeah. They have no idea what they're fighting for.
Here's a uniform and a gun, and they don't even know how to use it.
Might give you some bullets, but here's the bad part. We're not sure we're going to give you bullets because what's been happening is Russian soldiers have been turning on their own commanders. So, you know, we heard about that a long time ago in a different war, where the soldiers were so disenchanted with what they were doing that they were silently attacking their own commanders. That's not a good
Look at the people. And the people in the streets, I mean, the people are coming out and they know if you come out in the street and you revolt against Putin, it doesn't fare well for you. It's not like they send you off to, you know, some restaurant to calm, you know, chill you out and give you a drink. I mean, you know, they'll put you away for a while.
Yes, they will. And what does that say? I don't understand. We have people in our movement, in the conservative movement, who are saying that we should cut off U.S. assistance to Ukraine. We should negotiate with Putin. And I'm thinking, what school of thought is that? I don't understand that. I grew up under Ronald Reagan. And here's what I know. If Ronald Reagan were president today, there would be no question about whether or not we were going to support Ukraine.
Bill, we got to leave it there. I look forward to talking to you again. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund Political Director and TPP's Man in Washington. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.